Is it weird for you to want to spend your wedding anniversary with another couple that you didn't marry?
Well, there's so much to unpack with that statement, John.
I'll try it again. Is it weird for a couple who's married less than 10 years to want to spend their anniversary with another couple? I'll throw one more curveball. Is it weird for a young couple that's been married for under 10 years and has a four-year-old to want to spend their anniversary with another couple?
Okay, there is the answer.
Okay.
Right there.
So I have had some conversations about something that happened to Sam and me over the weekend. Sam is my partner, my significant other, and we decided over the weekend, because I had an event Saturday at Cahoots for a last chance ticket giveaway, and then we had the concert on Sunday with the pre-party, I just decided to stay downtown on Saturday night.
Sure.
It would just be more convenient and easy and fun when we get a date night.
Oh, yeah. She was excited about that, I imagine.
Now, I had a couple of friends that are always downtown, and I suggested to Sam, hey, you know what? I know they're going to probably be down here. Maybe we should meet up for a drink or a dinner. And she's like, well, I kind of wanted it to be a date night.
Oh.
I thought, perfect. That really works for me, you know, later. Forget I even said anything. So we're driving down a couple days later, and she mentions to me that our dear friends, one of whom she grew up with in Scottsdale, mm-hmm. they live here now. It was their wedding anniversary. They were also thinking of staying downtown. They decided to change their plans and stay in the hotel that we're staying at. I was like, oh, that's awesome. I hope they have a wonderful time. Sam then said, I changed our reservation for 2 to 4. And I was thinking she was about to say, in case they later on want to come over for a drink or say hi. She says, because they're joining us for dinner.
Okay. Now, on the outside, it looks a little odd. It's their anniversary. They changed their plans to stay in the same hotel you're in. You're all going to have dinner together.
Well,
I'd be like,
To be fair, to be fair, those were all questions I asked. And to be fair, there are probably right now, when we're talking about 10,000 plumbers downtown, there's just this huge convention, and all these plumbers and plumber union representatives were rolling into town over the weekend. Plus, there were 3 concerts in a row at Petco. The point is, hotels were pretty scarce downtown this weekend, and if they weren't, they were ridiculously overpriced. So their hotel originally was sold out. Ours wasn't. That's why that happened.
Okay.
But yeah, that did come up. Like, what the hell? All right, go ahead. Your next concern.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was my concern. Like,
why do
they want to? And
yeah,
so
no, they're not. I'll also say this. They're not weird. They're good people. And I thought for sure they just want to hang out and, you know, do what couples do on their anniversary, not hang out with others.
But it turns out what they really were looking for, I imagine, as someone who's had small children in the past, they were looking for any kind of adult conversation that didn't involve, you know, any kind of kid shows or this hurts or,
well,
you know, blah, blah, blah. And the fact that they could talk about anything but being parents.
You know, that's interesting, and that is something that I thought of as well. And then I talked to another younger couple who have kind of the same situation, and I asked them if they thought it was weird.
Mm-hmm.
And the husband was like, I guess I kind of think it's weird, especially because your girlfriend said that it was supposed to be a date night and then pivoted. But then she, the wife, brought up something really interesting. She said, well, listen, if they're two young parents with a young four-year-old, they never get to leave.
Right.
And when they leave, guess what? They're still together, meaning the last thing they want to do, even on their anniversary, even if it's for 10 minutes, is talk to each other about anything.
Yeah.
They still love each other.
Yeah.
They see each other enough.
Yeah.
Oh my God, two people with different conversations than the ones we have every day?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that. And it totally makes sense now. But originally, I was kind of in the, this is interesting, Sam. Like, I get how the whole thing went from, what?
Yeah.
To, that makes sense.
And part of me is still like, you chose me to spend your 6-year anniversary with?
That should make you feel good.
I had a wonderful dinner, but it wasn't my anniversary.
Now, at the end, did you go, oh, really? What's wrong with us as a couple? Did you think like, what?
No, actually, I felt a little pressure. Like, I hope we provided them with a nice anniversary.
Yeah.
But, you know. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.